President's toast at the state dinner honoring Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson, Speaker of the House John McCormick, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Earl Warren, from the state dining room of the White House, January 21st, 1963.
Mr. Vice President, and Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chief Justice, I want to express my great pleasure at having all of you. I don't know which one of them's in this room. We got and what about the Vice President? And we have the speakers. We're representing
the wives
are here. And the wives are here. I want to say that it's a pleasure to have you all here. This is one of our first dinners which have not been dedicated in the White House to either culture or politics, though I will say that culture is not above any of our honored guests, nor is politics beneath them. But in any case, we're glad to welcome them here once again. In the past, it was the custom to have three separate dinners during the winter, the Vice President's dinner, the Speaker's dinner, the Chief Justice's. But I do think it progress, and I do think it appropriate, and I do think it within the spirit of our Constitution that all of us should meet on one evening to reinforce that though we are three separate branches of the government, we are also one government, and we are not only obliged by custom and necessity to work together, but in this case, I think we work together with a good deal of pleasure, satisfaction, and pride in what each other does. The Vice President and the Chief Justice and I have a good deal in common. We are both all three of us were in Richard Nixon's book. All of us were candidates for Vice President, but only one of us made it. And all of us were candidates for President, though only one of us made it. And all of us desire a long tenure, but only one of us has made it. In any case, we are... We are delighted to have the Vice President here, the Speaker, who is an old family friend and who has been my friend, and the Chief Justice, who honors us all. So I hope that everyone will get up with me in drinking to the Vice President, to the Speaker, to the Chief Justice, and to the Constitution, which makes it possible. Thank you.